Welcome to the CareerWise Nurse Podcast. This is your place if you are launching your career as a nurse or are preparing to launch. If you're growing into your role or growing into a new role, or if you're seeking to thrive or just need a little refresh in your work as a nurse or your life as a nurse. Living your best nursing life doesn't just happen. It takes energy and dedication. On this podcast, you will have the opportunity to learn, live, and love all the experiences of being a nurse. Nursing is truly an amazing journey. It's your amazing journey. It's your license. It's your career. It's your job. It's your reality. And it's your certification. It's all about you. You will get strategies and stories, inspiration, information on how to live your best life in this podcast. This is all about helping you stay fresh, energized, and making sure that you are your best self on the job and when you're off the job, when you finish that day shift or that night shift, or your day is done. And this is about today, tomorrow, and your nursing future. So hang on. Thank you for being here with me on this amazing journey that we call nursing life. Welcome to another episode of the CareerWise Nurse Podcast. I'm Natalie Dietrich. I'm your host, and I am here to share with you all the great opportunities and challenges that come with being a nurse. A lot of times I feel like I'm talking to new nurses, and that could be you as a brand new nurse, never having worked in this role, a new career, new opportunities. You've just finished your degree program. Or it could be that you're in a new role and maybe it's a higher level of acuity where you're working now, or you're in a new setting because you've moved across the country, you're in a bigger hospital or a smaller hospital. The way the teams are set up, it's very different. This could qualify as a brand new experience, almost as if you're a novice again, or you really could be a novice because you've changed practice area. Novice can apply in a lot of situations. So I want to talk about when your nursing orientation doesn't go as well as you had hoped. And this is where I really am speaking to all nurses, because if you're a new nurse, you can find that when you get there on the unit where you're spending the bulk of your orientation time to really get prepared to take care of patients on your own, which is what you were hired to do, it can be really challenging, and it may not be anything that you ever expected. And this is true when you're an experienced nurse going into a new role or a new job. It just may not be what you thought it was when you took the offer and accepted the new role. So this can apply in a lot of situations. But as I wrote some notes to talk about today, to lead this conversation off, my list got longer and longer. So this really is going to be about launching in a role for nurses. But I'm going to have to make this part one. And there'll be a part two, which dives deeper into some of what I'm not going to go into too deeply now. But I know that part two is going to include some communication and getting ready to be on your own, some deeper dives into those components of nursing orientation, and when it's just really going to, it's more challenging than you ever thought it would be. So I ask you, as I'm Natalie, your host of the CareerWise Nurse Podcast, I ask you to, in the beginning, my call to action is connect with me, set up a phone call. In the show notes, there's a Calendly link, because I really want to hear from you so that I can give information that you need. Even in part two of the episode I'm going to use to follow up today, because I've met nurses where orientation did not go as planned. And really, I never want anyone to walk away a failure. That's why I feel like this episode is so important this part one or this start of the conversation that can be really difficult and is tied with a lot of emotions. Everyone walks away successful. What we realize is not every place is the right fit for every nurse. And it doesn't mean you didn't do a good job or you can't do well as a nurse in some setting. But when I talk about the hospital or acute care, it's not a place for everyone. And even nurses that are experienced, 6 months, 12 months into their work from their first job, they may find that keeping their head above water is really, really hard. And sometimes that can be because staffing is a little short and they just couldn't pull in or float anyone to fill in the holes on the unit or get people to come in on their day off just to help out when there's extra admissions or extra chemo to give or extra call outs or someone has to go home early because they're sick. So there's a lot of reasons why nurses that have been there a while successfully completed orientation and really were able to work on their own a few months in or even up to a year in or more into their role as a new nurse. But so keeping your head above water, there can be those days where you leave and you think, gosh, I either want to come back and do this really well tomorrow because I know that I can do this, or maybe this is not the job for me. And if you ask any nurse working in a hospital or in a busy setting, which is really every setting where there's nurses, there's never anywhere where people aren't given enough work to do or too much work to do. Just ask them, do they ever think about making a switch because the days are so challenging or the nights are so challenging? And I'm guessing that people will tell you, yes, it's really hard. And sometimes I wonder, what am I doing? Because the challenges are so immense. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's true. Also, people are so driven and so passionate about the work they do and the difference they make. Working closely with people who are sick in a hospital, whether it's med-surg, critical care, or outpatient settings affiliated with an acute care facility, people are driven to come back. And I know that's true among nurses, even if they've been a nurse for a long time. Maybe they haven't worked in several years and they did a refresher course because they feel like in their life now they can come back to work. And they go to the refresher course and they think, oh my word, wow, this is really hard. Some things are so different than when I worked in the ER or the observation unit or step down 10 or 20 years ago. But I'm going to do this. I'm just going to be really thoughtful about what I do because I see the challenges that are just like they were when I worked before I stepped away to raise my family. Now I come back and I really am passionate about being a nurse, but this is a really challenging setting. But people are drawn to go back to be working as a nurse because it is an amazing journey and you get to connect front and center with those people that need the care and the commitment and the knowledge of a nurse. So those hardest days when you're a nurse in orientation at your new job, yes, people will tell you it's really hard and why do I do this? Sometimes I wonder. But they will tell you the reasons they do this. And I hope that that lights a fire inside of you and helps you ignite your passion for why you pursued this degree to become a nurse and why you wanted to work where you're going to be working now or where you're thinking about working, whether it's a busy inpatient unit, surgery, ortho, or a neuro unit, or oncology, or med-surg, or a step-down unit, or a trauma unit, or a trauma step-down, even critical care. Why are you there? Or an emergency room? Or why do you switch from a clinic job or a behavioral health job to a setting where it's acute medicine or acute critical care? Why do you do that? Because you have this passion as a nurse and you've pursued this dream that's now a reality or has been a reality for you, but you want to make a difference for people and the work is satisfying. I just want to pause and say when it's so demanding and so challenging, that self-care on the job, professional self-care, where you get your breaks, you take your vacations and your holidays, you call in when you're sick and you leave on time. Things I've talked about in previous episodes, those things help you to stay energized and be able to do the job you do and do it well. Also, how are you caring for yourself when you're not at work, whether you're in orientation, about to finish, or it's really important that self-care on and off the job so that you have the energy and the strength and the focus and you're not on autopilot or numb to the work you're doing. So you really are focused because these are people's lives in your hands that you're choosing to care for. So on with the show about when nursing orientation in that job you've just started doesn't go as planned. Because I said, keeping your head above water, it can be really hard. And it may be the setting. So I just want to start by saying, not every person is really going to be able to do that hospital job. You know, you get there, you're hired, you're so excited. But there's a lot of reasons why it just may not be the right fit for you. And when I think about that, I realize you don't know what you're getting into until you show up. And I don't mean the interview. I really don't even mean the shadow experience. Because in those times, let's say when you shadowed for a couple hours, whether it was a day shift or a night shift, even if you add in that you were a student in that hospital or on the unit where you want to work or did a capstone there, that doesn't mean that you really saw what was going on. Because in any of those situations, you were either shadowing a nurse or working with a nurse, but you were not an RN, most likely, especially if you're a new nurse. You weren't an RN, so you didn't own all that. You were learning. You were a student, most likely. So you didn't have ownership. You didn't have that RN license, and you weren't really walking the walk yet. You were getting ready. But I've said this, and people have probably told you, school is very different than work as a nurse. And when I think about why a job may not be a fit when you get there and you're learning in orientation how to do the job, it could be that you didn't really know the expectations, like how the work was actually going to be done. You heard it, you know, you were sold on it during the interview, you saw it as a student, but when you're there doing it, the way you have to work to take care of 4 or 5 patients on a day shift or more on a night shift to safely care for them, which is what you're learning when you're getting precepted on the unit in orientation, any unit where you're working in orientation, or critical care, let's say, where you're learning to take care of 1 or 2 patients. You didn't really know how that was going to be something that fit in your life as a nurse. But you get there and you're learning, and your preceptor is your front and center resource and helping you, walking you through this process. And you're with that preceptor, and you start to do a couple things with one or a few of the patients they have when you're on your shifts with them in the very beginning. You're just starting that orientation pathway. You're just working on meeting those orientation objectives. You're just doing your assessments, and maybe you're passing a couple meds, oral meds, or simple IV meds in the very beginning. But each week or with each shift, your responsibility builds. And the pressure is on because you're starting to own that patient. I mean, that's what's expected as you get through orientation. But the amount of thinking, the pressure, the level of confidence that you have and how you build that, how you prioritize, the planning of the shift, even how you give report and get report and what you need to know to start your shift. Once you're living it, you may find that this is just really hard and really stressful. And there are definitely ways where people will work through the challenges of orientation, but you might find that it's just not coming together like you had hoped. So what I want to talk about is, how do you reflect on that and grow from that? And what are your decisions you're going to make? For one, what are your decisions you're going to make as you reflect and try to grow from what you're seeing in orientation? I want to talk about who are your resources. And 3, talk about what can you start to do as an action plan to go forward positively and feel good about the work you're learning to do. So how are those days, number 1, you know, as you reflect on what's going on? Is your preceptor organized? And I don't mean this in a bad way. They always need preceptors. So you might have a preceptor that is really challenged to manage their time. And are they finding they can really walk you through the process that you need to go through with each shift? Because when you think about orientation, the preceptors have to take a lot of extra time to teach you, yet they still have an assignment, which may be lighter, but still, they're carrying a lot of responsibility on any shift when they're working. I mean, they do get paid a little more. Hopefully, they should. Historically, I've known nurses who precept get paid more. And when I last checked at my hospital job, they were getting paid more. Nice incentive to be a preceptor. But they may not be very experienced as a preceptor. And think about this. Do you know how long your preceptor's been a nurse? It may be that they've only been a nurse for a year and a half or less than 2 years. They may still be novice nurses themselves. So they're still learning to master the art of nursing and to take care of patients. They got through orientation, but now they're helping you get through orientation. So is your preceptor organized? Are they able to manage their time? Are they flexible? How do they support you? And are they able to give you feedback? And are you able to have honest communication with your preceptor? Here's what I find is going well. Here's what I find are my challenges. And what do you think as my preceptor about these things? And where do you see I need to work on things? And what am I doing well in your opinion, in your from your observations? So reflect on how it's going on the unit. Do you get out on time? Is your preceptor still finishing up and catching up at the end of the shift? Do they prioritize being on time during the shift? You know, when do they chart? Because if something happens with your patient and you haven't charted any of the assessments in the beginning of the shift, when you're in the room with the patient or right outside the door, how are you going to learn to prioritize and be ready for everything that can happen in a shift? Those unexpected changes in condition or an admission that's unstable. Because that's why people are there, because they're not stable enough to be outside the hospital. They're acutely ill. They have multiple chronic conditions. All their roles, all their responsibilities, whether they're young or old, are altered because they're sick in the hospital. They're admitted to the hospital. So there's a lot to manage. And how is that how are you learning to do all the work that goes into being the nurse? Do you have a skilled preceptor? And getting the feedback is going to help you look at how you're making progress. And I said, even nurses that have been there a year or so, not just nurses in orientation, but there are nurses who have a really hard time keeping their head above water. So how do you feel about your shift? As a new nurse or in orientation, you are seeing things with fresh eyes and a whole new perspective from the inside, because now you are one of the employees, one of the team members. You're with your colleagues. Are you asking a lot of questions? Are you finding your resources? And I mean support on the unit, because your preceptor might be busy working with a patient doing something that you're not directly involved with. Who do you go to when you're trying to do your job as you grow in autonomy on your shifts during orientation? So now I want to talk about action items. What are you doing to make progress and to overcome the greatest challenges in your orientation? I want to step out of the hospital walls for a minute and think about your self-care at home. How do you feel when you leave? Do you look forward to going back or do you dread it? And are you getting your sleep? Are you able to manage your roles at home, whether it's self-care, you know, pet care, responsibility for others in your household, whether it's children, you know, supporting your partner or spouse, significant other, and getting that support back? Or are you a caregiver for older people in your home or your family? Are you able to manage these roles? And with that, as you reflect on the greater picture, is this schedule sustainable for you? Because during orientation, you're probably working your preceptor's schedule and you don't get a lot of control over that. And I've talked about that also recently. But when you're done with orientation, you are going to be able to manage your schedule. And even during orientation, you ought to be able to put in your self-scheduling requests or have some say over your life for how it will be when you're off of orientation, because the schedule is usually made 6 weeks or 12 weeks in advance. So how does the schedule that you're in during orientation, thinking about the shifts on the unit, 12s or 8s or 10s, you know, is it 4 days? Is it 5 days? Is it 3 days? Depending on your shifts. How is that working in your life? Because that's going to be what you'll have when you're done with orientation, most likely. Are you managing all of your roles that make up who you are, professional, personal? Something to think about. And what other options do you have besides the hospital if you find that you're not where you want to be as you go through orientation, or you get feedback and you're having a hard time overcoming those challenges where the feedback is about, here's your opportunity to grow. You know, what are the resources you're using outside of work? Do you spend time outside of work thinking about the challenges and also the positives that you bring to try to overcome those challenges? Do you look at YouTube videos? Are you connecting with others who are new nurses, whether it's through a professional organization that you could join to learn more about the work you're doing, the practice area you're in or the specialty? Or are you connecting with others on social media, whether it's your classmates or other people in new nurse groups or in Instagram, Facebook? Are you connecting with others? Because you're not alone in this new nurse or new role experience. And there may be less out there about the greatest challenges, but I find that people are asking a lot of questions about, is this normal? Should I be doing this? Should I feel this way? Whether it's one-on-one talking to new nurses, which is what I do, or connecting with people I know I'm connected with on social media. Don't go at this alone. It's a really important thing to consider. And then reflecting on what's next for you. Are you getting towards the end of orientation, and have you made progress? Are you able to take the load that would be expected at the point of orientation where you are? Or are you close to what you would need to be doing in terms of the number of patients or the responsibilities and the tasks that you can manage on your own, as if you're about to finish or you're off orientation? If you're at the end of orientation and you're thinking about how it's really hard, things are going well, but not everything, and you know, are they helping you out extra? Just know that when you finish orientation, you are going to probably get a full assignment, but it may be not as heavy as what you would have if you've been working there 6 months or a year or longer. They'll put you in the staffing grid and count you in the staffing when you're done with orientation, not during orientation. So action items, think about what it might be like when you get off orientation. Are they being kinder and gentler with your assignment without being too light on you as you still go through orientation? Do you get an orientation extension to spend more time working on the things that you and your preceptor and your director or your charge nurse, the people that are there that see you and support you, that you need to work on? Do you have an action plan to meet the objectives for which you're not quite there yet? How are you measuring progress? So who are your resources you're talking to at work as you look at, let's say, the end of orientation or with the challenges you're facing? We kind of have turned it now to the challenges, the reasons why someone might not stay in a role or might leave before orientation ends and find work in another setting or a different specialty or a different, maybe an outpatient setting versus the hospital. Are you talking to the director? You know, I've mentioned your preceptor is a resource. If that preceptor has not been supportive for you or you know, outright disrespectful or bullying you, which could be true, I hope you got help early on because that's not tolerated. There should be no lateral violence. You should be supported by your preceptor. And sometimes it is really hard to connect with people. Hospitals are full of people from different cultures, even from different regions of the country. And it may be really challenging to connect and communicate. And everybody aims for success for you, but you want to be supported. And you have to advocate for yourself and speak up and get connected with the preceptor who you can really work with, who you feel is supportive. But who are your allies? And who have you communicated with? I said preceptor, supervisor, charge nurse, director. More communication is better about how you feel it's going, what you feel you're doing well, and what you feel your challenges are, to go along with other people are observing, because you are being observed as a new nurse. You are in the spotlight. You want to always put your best foot forward, but you want to have communication and tell people how you're feeling and what your experience is and where you're going. And you want to be able to do the job well. So when I say the hospital may not be the place for everyone, or that heavy acute care setting, whether it's critical care or not, or a step down or a regular floor med surge of some type, even an outpatient busy surgery setting in, you know, as part of a hospital where there's a lot of volume, it may not be for you. And it may be that you want to connect with patients, but in the recovery room, you really don't get to. Or in pre-op, it's just not the chance to connect, or the OR. So think about what you're looking for and what are you getting and how can you get help to find what you need, whether it's in that role or if it's just not working out. Let's go back to not being able to keep your head above water. Some places they hire new nurses for roles where it's not ideal, but in case you didn't know, there's a shortage of nurses. And in some settings where they have open positions, they don't even get nurses with that experience, like oncology, to apply for inpatient jobs. So they have to make more openings for new nurses, which adds to the work of the unit to orient brand new nurses. So more new grads coming in, which is great for you as a new grad, if that's you. But that really adds to the novice workforce on that unit. And that's a challenge because as nurses in the hospital, we rely on each other. And I always remember who I could go to. I figured that out right away to get answers or to run my questions and thoughts by someone to make sure I was thinking out loud, thinking correctly to do the right thing for the patient. Find my resources, whether it's references on the computer, but people, human capital, those people to help reassure me that I'm doing the right thing, making the right decision, or to guide me in the right direction. So who are your resources to help you work through the challenges? What are your options? You know, have you talked to HR, your recruiter? Because when you're still in orientation, that's a mutually exclusive time. And I'm not going to talk about hiring law, employee rights or laws. I'm not here to talk about anything legal. But in orientation, you can leave or they can have you leave. And it's a much easier process than when you're not. And when you leave, that isn't necessarily counting against you because if you decide it's not the right place for you or you have another option, maybe you already felt like it wasn't the right fit. And like I said, reach out to me. I have my Calendly link in the show notes. We can talk about why you might feel like your new job may not be the right fit. Figure out what that is. What would be the right fit? Skill-wise, volume-wise, work-life balance-wise. Here's one last example of why you might realize a new job may not be the right fit. And it could be that those challenges are what really keep you from being fully present or really growing fully into your orientation. If you show up and you think you're working nights, but you find out that it's going to be a couple months until you go to night shift, I hope you knew that before you started on day one on the unit, because there's a lot of classes that add to your orientation besides just learning on the floor. You got to learn policies. You got to learn transition to practice, scenarios, simulation, things to help you get ready to practice on your own and to put the book work into practice with the policies and the equipment in the hospital where you're working. So your expectations may not have been met because you just didn't know what to ask or they didn't think to tell you everything you needed to know to be successful in orientation. I talked about balance outside of work and commitments. You know, do you have kids that have to get to school? Well, do you have a plan for them to get there when or get home when you're working from 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. or 7 p.m. to 7:30 a.m.? But really, you find out on your unit whether it's right or wrong. People come in at 6:30 to start looking at patients. So did you factor in all the time that a 12 and a half hour shift is more like 14 by the time you commute? Is this going to fit in your life? And you might try to hang on and not really be sharing those challenges with your preceptor or your director, but you might realize you have no idea how that's going to work. So lots to think about, but who are your allies? What are your other options? And just know that not everybody is meant to be in the hospital. We don't only need nurses in an acute care setting where it's very demanding. We need nurses in outpatient settings, day hospitals. Nurses are needed in so many places. There is a place for you. And you will be satisfied, rewarded, and valued when you find that right place. So talk to me because I help nurses sort out some of the greatest challenges so that they have a job that fits in their life instead of changing their life to make it fit into their work roles. And I am all about success. And I said when I worked in the hospital as a mentor and an educator, I don't want anyone to walk away feeling like a failure because it could be that we've all felt that way at the end of a shift. But when you leave a job during orientation because it just isn't working for you, that is how you learned something about yourself. And hindsight is 20/20, but how would you know? And like I said in the beginning, You don't really know what it's going to be like, even if you were a student there, you shadowed, you interviewed, you talked to people on the unit who would be working with you. You just don't know until you live it. And that's why that 90-day period or that probationary period when you're a new employee is there, because it's a mutual time of relationship building, and you have the right to make the decision not to stay, because you have to have what's best for you as you go on this nursing journey and build that amazing life. But it's an experience, and it's not all on paper. Even if you see a long list of responsibilities and the job description, that's not everything. So you could never know everything you needed to know on how to be successful in orientation or in that job when you walked in the door for your first shift, your first week, or your second or your third week. You're always learning new things, and it just keeps building. And sometimes that setting is not where you're meant to be. You know, how you prioritize, how you plan, how you adapt to change, how you manage stress. I think those are all like part three of this whole talk about when nursing orientation or your new job doesn't turn out the way you thought it would. So hang on for at least part two to talk more about some of the strategies for being successful in orientation. And please connect with me, because I really want to help nurses. I'll hold your hand. I'll connect with you on a regular basis. This is all about having you build strong base and feel good about your work and work through the challenges for everything you've come to do to this point in time as a nurse. Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends and colleagues about this podcast. Connect today with the CareerWise Nurse podcast community. Do this by emailing belong@careerwisenurse.com. That's BELONG at careerwisenurse.com. Join the CareerWise Nurse Facebook group. A link is provided at the bottom of the page. Leave a review for this podcast. Scroll past the episodes where you will see write a review. I read every review because I want to know what you think, what you want to know, who you want to meet to help you live your best nursing life. Tap on the stars to rate this podcast. Thank you. Talk to you soon.